Prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of God's word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion, no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning. I will declare and decree that at the end of today's meeting, our saints, we are what?
Edified.
Christ alone is. Mark's Gospel 16. Okay? Mark's Gospel 16. So we're looking at engaging the streets. And what I want to pay attention to today is what I started paying attention to on Wednesday. Are we together? On Wednesday. Right? And the question is, now we've learned the art of how to reach out to engage with people. We're also learning the art of how to initiate conversations. But the question is, what else is fundamental? So one of the things I want to do in this series, trust me, I don't want to rush this series. Right? I'm still going to the point where I will teach you what your first follow-up meeting should be like. Are we together? Yeah, there's some things you don't teach in your first follow-up meeting. And some things you ought to re-emphasize in your first few follow-up conversations. We're still going to get there. At first, I wanted to rush this series and finish it this month. But there's no point. We have time, Abby.
Yeah?
We have time. We have time. We have time. We have years, years and decades ahead by His Spirit. Yeah, so we might extend this again to another month. But let's see how I, you know, take it up again today. So look at Mark Gospel 16. And look at verse 15. Mark 16, 15. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not, shall be what? Damned. That is condemned. That's what there. But one of the things you want to pay attention to is the fact that God has given you an assignment. And the assignment is to co-labor with Him in seeing that His will is established on the earth. What is God's will? Scripture lets us see, 1 Timothy. That God's will is that all men are what? Saved. And come to the what? The knowledge of His truth. That's God's will. When you think of a terrible man, think of a terrible woman, think of a whatever kind of human being, God's will and plan for that. You see, there is not a single human who is excluded from God's plan. Let me say that differently. There is not a single human who God excluded when Jesus was doing the work on the cross and the resurrection. It covers humanity. It covers the entirety of mankind. So the question now becomes, how will God fulfill His will on the earth? How will God do His work in the earth? In the real sense, we will realize and find out that God will do His work on the earth through you and I. Are we together? So God has a plan. Is that true? Right? God has a plan. God has a vision. Are we together? God has a vision. And the vision is that all men are saved and come to the knowledge of His truth. Now, whilst there's a place of making interactions, there is something I started teaching on Wednesday as to what else do we need to always keep doing. I would say the answer is what?
Pray.
Are we together? Right? You see, we would fulfill the will of the Father on the earth through the wings of prayer. I will say that again. We will fulfill the will of the Father in the earth, on the earth, through the wings of prayer. So God wants something to be done on the earth. What we will do whilst that thing is being done is to pray. And I said something on Wednesday. I think I said, you see, prayer is a sign to tell God or to show God that you don't rely on your strength. Prayer is a sign to tell or to show God that you don't rely on your strength. On your human reasoning. You see, there is the logical part of our lives, and there's a supernatural part of our lives. whilst I believe a lot in planning, right? I mean, that's what I do every day of my life. I plan, right? I believe strongly in planning. That's at my workplace. Yeah, but much more than planning, there is something called the wisdom of the Spirit. Are we together? There is something called the wisdom of the Spirit, right? And in the real sense, whilst we are planning, we should be praying. Let me say it differently. In fact, it is not first planning before praying. Are we together? Planning and praying in your Christian faith should not really take the same weight. Because you know what your planning does for you? Your planning to a large extent makes you think like you've got things figured out. Are we together? Yeah? A lot of times, let me use myself as an example. See, I plan such that I have phase one of my plan, I have phase two of my plan, I have phase three of my plan, sometimes phase five of my plan. Are we together? You know, so if I want to go from point A to point B, for instance, I can. There are so many exercises I can use as an example. Until one particular time, when you find out that point one, point two, point three, phase one, phase two, phase three, everything's. But you know what you should have been doing whilst trying to even execute phase one?
Pray.
In our world, we find it very easy to relegate the importance of praying. In fact, let me say that differently. For some of us who are in local church like God's Palace, where we don't just say we place attention on God's word, we actually really do try to explain. Remember, somebody came to church for the first time in God's Palace a few weeks ago and said they were shocked as to how many scriptures we opened within one service. Are we together? So it means to a very large extent, as a church, we don't just say who we believe. You know, some people believe in the word of God, but they don't open the word of God. I believe in the word of God. It's the final authority. But all they will talk for 1 hour and they will read Psalm 23. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Psalm 23. Well, is that how you just open the Bible, Psalm 23, verse 1? Only one verse. And everything that follows it is story, 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 story. Altogether. So the reason I'm saying that is, for sometimes when you see how we pay attention to God's word, a lot of times we now believe that prayer is not something we need to get ourselves to do. Yeah? You hear some people say this, Pastor, why are you praying for long? Is God deaf? You know why? It's because you don't understand what prayer is for. You don't understand who. You know, prayer is much more for you. Are we together? Do you know that if you spend the next 1 year praying every day for 2 hours and your prayer point does not include yourself, you are covered in your praying. You're covered in your praying. So people just believe, you know, prayer is just 5 minutes. Lord, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this week that just passed. We give you all the praise, all the glory. As we go into the next week, we know your presence is with us. Amen. Amen forever. Cheers. Are we together? You say, Pastor, why do you... You see, I heard someone say that. He said, people that pray for long is because they don't know revelation truth. How many of you have thought, why do you shout when you pray? If you are still here and you are still fighting why people shout when they pray, go at least to the series on heart of prayer. If you are still shouting, why are you shouting? I heard one of my uncle. He said, why do you have to shout when you are praying? God is here, not there. God is here, not there. Who taught you God is here, not there? The person that taught you God is here, not there. You are seeing how he's praying. That means there's something else he knows. Let me show you quickly. Look at Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel 14, verse 23. Matthew's Gospel 14, verse 23. Matthew's Gospel 14, 23. Matthew's Gospel 14. Are we here? Look at Matthew 14. Let's read verse 23 together. 1, 2, 3, go. And when they had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Wait, who are we reading about?
Jesus.
Who sent the multitude away?
Jesus.
What did Jesus do when he sent the multitude away? He went apart into the mountain to what? Pray. And when the evening was come, how many people were with him? He was alone. So who is this? Jesus. Did Jesus climb mountain to pray? Yes. You know, in our world right now, it's very easy to say, mountain. What you are looking for in Sokoto is where you say it is. Are we together? Pastor, all these people that go to mountain, God that is on the mountain is God in my room. See God, though. The God in you. We see him as a man. He went to mountain to pray. And he was there alone. Dear saints, don't let your prayer life be built around community prayer alone. I still find it very, you know, the word, there's a word I'm trying to use right now, a big word, but let me use a smaller one. I found it so bewildering. Hallelujah. I find it so bewildering. The word now has even paid attention in my head. I don't know what I'm going to say again. You need to ambiguate that. What did I want to say again? I got back. I find it so bewildering when people need to advertise to the world that they are praying. You want to pray. You bought phone. Phone is not enough for you. You bought ring lights. It's not enough for you. You bought phone stand. It's not enough for you. You can't use it for when you are going to the zoo. And leave it for zoo and restaurant. You wake up in the morning. You leave your bed. You set the camera. You place the camera on record. Then you go back under your duvet. Then you move your duvet. And you leave your duvet. You now go and kneel down beside your bed. Thank you. Then you are the one that will go and pause it. If you stop there, it will be better. You now edit it. Jim, I can tell you for free. A lot of people who do that don't have a prayer life. Go and check it there. Forget it. See, when somebody has to show you they have a prayer life, you don't have a prayer life. Go and check it. Most of them. You see, I'm very careful when I use the word some, most, and a lot. I'm not, this was not careless. Most of them do. You can't have a prayer. Look, you can't have a prayer life. You don't have a prayer life. And you are videoing yourself praying. It becomes so pathetic when you now carry your tripod to church. Who I blame is your pastor. Who I blame is the leaders in your church. And they will tag the pastor, and the pastor will comment and like. Facebook, what do you call it? Interaction. Content interaction. You came to God's palace to pray. People are praying. You set tripod. And you close your eyes and say, you now edit it, then tag me. You now tag me. And I now go there and share. That's a shame on me as a pastor. Why are you worshiping? You are praying. You have a camera in front of you. Let me say it again. When you see somebody who videos themselves, they are trying to paint you an illusion. Go and tell them to pray for 1 hour. Call them for meeting for 1 hour. They will not sustain. I don't know anybody who can pray 3 hours in our prayer meeting, 3 hours, and you have the energy to be recording 5 seconds of your kneeling down on the bed. You have lost your power. You've lost it. Do you know, the world does not need to know I pray. Let me come to a meeting and minister God's power. You will know I pray. You see, there's some things you will not see without praying. You know, there are men who don't know the doctrine you know, but you see the life they live. You see a man, you say, you are seeing a man. People are coming in your original wheelchair. Not the one you go and rent and put people on top of. People are coming in your original wheelchair. You are seeing somebody whose leg was paralyzed with doctor's reports, standing up. When the person now finishes, he now starts teaching, he now say, he doesn't know the Greek word. The Greek word there is cosmos. For God so loved the world there is cosmos. You know, cosmos is the Greek word that has a root word in cosmetology. We are still speaking English. That's why I always tell you, God will rather use a man of prayer than a man of doctrine. But a man of doctrine must know he must be a man of prayer. And let me say it again. God will always use a man of prayer. Because you are showing to God and saying to God, you don't rely on your strength. You don't rely on your ability. You rely on Him and He alone. God will rather use a man of prayer. But a man of the doctrine as well will know. If he's really given to doctrine, he must know he must pray. So there's a lifestyle of prayer you have. You don't have to show the world that you pray. Wake up in the morning, do some 1 hour in tongue. Just quickly 1 hour in tongue. You know for me, I don't pray a lot. I just do 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes every day. That's just what I do every day. That's not a lot, right? I don't pray a lot. I'm still trying to go. And that's the truth. But I try to ensure that I do 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes every day. Me that I'm doing 1 hour, 30 minutes, I will now video myself. And I'll be pacing the room. I'll be checking the camera is recording. Like, we joke a lot in our world. Like, you recommend, you are trying to confirm if it's capturing the moment. Do you understand? It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Be a man of prayer. Bible says, Jesus went to the mountain to set himself apart. That means there are days where you set yourself apart to pray. Don't pray only when you're in the local church. If you pray only when you're in the local church, you don't have a prayer life. You don't have a prayer life. Let challenges meet you praying. Some of us only pray when challenges happen. Hey, they call me that my uncle is in the hospital. Hey, Prata Shakata. Yes, you can do Obraka Shakata Navana, anything you want to do at that point. But let it be that before they called you, you were already praying. Like, you know that you prayed that morning. You know you are praying in the afternoon. You know, prayer is never too much. Let me tell you, you can never overpray. You can never overpray. You can never. It's impossible. Look at Luke's gospel. Look at Luke 6:12. Luke 6:12. You know the unfortunate thing? People will still defend recording themselves to play beside their bed. People still have explanation. Like if you tell somebody, they will still explain it away. Look at Jesus in Luke 12. Luke 6:12. And it came to pass, Luke 6:12. Are you there? Luke 6:12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a what? Who is that? Who is that? Okay, before you read that, go back up. Look at verse 8. Jesus knew their thoughts. Are we together? Right? And he said unto the man which had a withered hand. What did he say to the man? Rise up, stand forth in the midst. And he arose. Is that a miraculous expression?
Yes.
So Jesus just performed a miracle. Look at verse 10. All together. And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. I'm repeating that. Look at verse 11. And they were filled with madness and communed one to another. What they might do to who?
Jesus.
What did Jesus do? And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountains to what?
Pray.
And he continued all night in the... In what?
In prayer.
In prayer. So Jesus performed miracle. As soon as he performed miracle, he left them alone again to the wilderness to pray. But there's a fact you missed there. How long did Jesus pray for?
All night.
You know what all night is? All night is... You know what? First time I did all night in UK, over a decade, almost a decade ago. So the person I was staying with said, we have vigil this night. Me, I know what vigil is, where I'm coming from. So me, I slept throughout the afternoon. So we left around 7 o'clock. We said the vigil is around 9 o'clock. I got there at 9 o'clock. We started, before you know it, after drama, before you know it, I said, okay, maybe the night is still long. They want to try and keep people awake. You won't believe, at 11 o'clock, they finished. I thought that was first service. 11 o'clock. They finished. And they finished their vigil 9 to 11.
Is that vigil?
He said, is it vigil or not vigil? All together. Well, that's even still better. At least they decided to come together to come and pray for 2 hours in the night. You see, why is it easier for me to pray at night or for you to pray at night? Because no distraction. You don't pray at night because God hears you better at night. Oh. Somebody said the reason why I pray at night is because everyone is quiet. By the time I'm praying, my voice is ascending to the throne. Nothing is interjecting it. So a lot of people pray around 12 to 3. Why? Because 12 to 3 is when witches are what? Alarms. So what do you do? You wait. So everybody, every day the alarm is 11:59. So that as soon as the witch wants to start flying,
you already
started praying. So they meet you praying. After the pastor said what? They should meet you praying. We are laughing at these things, but these are people's theological stands. Why do you pray at night? Why do you shout? I hope you know you shout because of yourself. It takes a lot for you to shout in place of prayer and be thinking of things. See, if you shout in place of prayer, I want your mind is spaghetti bologna. You have a long journey to go. You can still think of a meal in your mind when you are shouting. They followed you. Are we together? So, why do we do the things we do? So, why would you? That is God in the flesh. Jesus prayed all night. Who am I? Who am I? That should tell you a person who doesn't pray and pray consistently is proud. Please write that in your notes. Put asterisk there. No, anytime I'm teaching leaders, I always tell them when I give them instruction like that, I say, write, when you write that here, I say, you write in your note, Joshua, can you hear? A person who is a believer that doesn't pray and pray consistently is a proud person. You are proud. You are full of yourself. You are full of yourself if you don't pray. God, who gave his life for you in his son, Christ Jesus, we saw his humanity. Bible says he prayed. You know what it is for Jesus to pray? Bible says his sweat was like drops of blood. See, Jesus was a perfect man, perfect God. That means Jesus did not have medical condition. It's not medical condition that made his sweat to become like blood. It is agony and compassion in the place of prayer. The question is, what was he praying for? In our world today, well, thank God, yes, at least they have the art and conduct of prayer. But in our world today, some people will still hear me say what I say. And what their emphasis are in the place of prayer is, God, give me. Ah, my job, oh, God, give me. Oh, my car. I don't want to live in this neighborhood. I want to live in that neighborhood. I see. You come to Edinburgh, you see, you already see the neighborhood you want to live in. But you don't see souls that are perishing. Oh, wow. As I drove past this neighborhood, I just knew I'll buy a house here soon. Let's just keep going. That's the first thing you saw. You not land at the airport. Right? And think of the first person, who can you preach to? Get your priorities right. Jesus, who is in you? You see, God is in me. I pray on my bed. Why would I tell you not to pray on your bed? You will sleep off. If you say, tonight I want to pray on my bed, I want to spend 3 hours alone with God. I'll give you 30 minutes. If you last 30 minutes, you are strong. I'll tell you, if you last 30 minutes, you are strong. Clap for yourself. You are strong. Are we together? So what do you do? You discomfort yourself. So when we ask that you discomfort yourself in place of prayer, it's not because people are wicked. It's to keep you awake. This man called Pastor Chris Olekilomi. He said the darkest part of his body are his knees. Why? Because he kneels down mostly to pray. So I don't kneel down to pray. I just lay on my bed. I just talk to God and God hears me in my quiet time. Thank God you know it's quiet time. Zella. Because you are sleeping. Bible says Jesus went to the mountain. He prayed. You know what? When a Jewish man says all night is not 9 to 11. All night is 6 to 6. Jesus prayed for hours. I'm saying that God prayed for hours. God, what do you think he knew about prayer that will make him pray for hours? God in the flesh prayed for hours. So if you ask yourself today, does God want me to pray and pray for long?
Yeah.
Well, just think about Jesus. Just think about Jesus. So, prayer in the real sense. So, if Jesus were to be found praying for hours, what would envelope his heart when he's praying? The will of God. The will of God. It means in the prayer, look at Hebrews 5:7. Hebrews 5. In the prayer life of Jesus, you would not see it wrapped around material things. You won't. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, that's about Jesus Christ, Hebrews 5, 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and what? Supplications. With what? Crying. Hebrews 5, 7. Are you there? With what? Strong crying and tears unto him that was able to what? Save him from death and was heard in that he feared. So, did Jesus pray?
Yes.
Did Jesus cry when he prayed?
Yes.
You know what was he saying? If you cry, you don't know revelation truth. You see, what can make you cry in the place of prayer is passion and compassion for men that are perishing. Let me say this to you. Write this in your notes. You know a man who doesn't pray and pray effectively and consistently by his commitment to evangelism. If you are not committed to soul winning, you will not pray. You will not see the need to pray. You must say you need to pray. I'm going to go back through the things I said on Wednesday. The things we pray for. What do we pray for? Why do we pray? So, if Jesus' will was to get men saved, it means that when you think, so when you hear Jesus praying and the prayer point of Jesus, what will we hear predominantly? You get the point? Yeah? What will we hear emphatically? Souls of men. Souls of men. Dear saints, get busy. 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 Hallelujah. So, let's look at a few things we look at on Wednesday. Why do we pray? We look at Acts 1:14, Acts 6:4, they prayed consistently. Ephesians 6 verse 18, praying always, you know, with all supplication and prayer. Yeah, I talked to you about what watching and prayer means, right? What does it mean to watch and pray? Bible says watch and pray. What does watch and pray mean? All together. Watch and pray does not mean buy a security dog in your house while you are doing night devotion. No. See, you didn't buy padlock to your door. You didn't put door your padlock on your door. You are praying for God for security. That's not what, even the Bible says watch and pray. No. To watch in scripture, I taught that on Wednesday, is to pray. So how was Jesus? So Jesus will go and pray and come back. And you say, you can't even tarry with me for 1 hour. He went and came back again. He said, you can't even tarry with me for 1 hour. What did he now say unto them? The third time, sleep on. Right? He said, so you are supposed to watch and pray. So some people used to teach that when Jesus told disciples that, you know, Jesus went to a mountain with disciples. He left them at a point and said, let me go yonder to pray. Jesus went yonder to pray. And he came back. What happened? They were sleeping. See, is it wrong to sleep? No. But there's a wrong sleep. There's a wrong time to sleep. Some of us, you can sleep. You see, if you sleep after you've labored, that's good now. But some of us want to sleep without laboring. This life, I can't kill myself. Man. Allow me to rest. This life is so tough. I have a soft life. See, who doesn't like soft life? Lift your hands. You don't like soft life here. Yeah? You like hard life. Even Professor Hard Life does not like hard life. Yeah, you like soft life, but dear saints, you know you can put your soft life in your pocket. Like you can actually envelope it and put it in your pocket, and get yourself busy. Right? So Jesus will come back and he said they were sleeping. You said, wait, oh, I just went for 1 hour. And you can't even tarry 1 hour with me. I said, sorry, master. You know the body, the spirit is what? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sorry, master. We'll keep praying. The only reason why they could have, you know, if Jesus had instructed, stand up whilst I go. And before I come back, they will say he's controlling them. Or people in our world will say, Jesus controls people. But you know, if they are stood up and they didn't lean on the wall, they will be praying when Jesus came back. Do you know what I'm trying to say? The only reason why they could sleep and be snoring was because of their posture. You could have been pacing. I know some people are good at people are good at that though. Look at me pacing. Look at me pacing and sleeping. Don't look at that. In fact, my dad used to say this. My dad used to say that if he stands for 30 minutes, I learned how to stand and sleep for my dad. Actually, I can stand and sleep. Yeah, I learned how to stand and sleep. So my dad will always say that once he stands, there's a posture he will take and he'll fold his hands and he will sleep for 30 minutes. And when he wakes up, he'll assume he has slept for 7 hours. So there are people like that in place of prayer. So that's why some people, that's why me, I don't used to make mistakes. You know, when we go for prayer, I don't say take any posture. No, that's a mistake. People will lie down in front of you. People will lie down in front of you and use their bag as pillow. And they will sleep. I'm going to talk to them about, say, I'm praying. Right? So your posture will help you stay awake. Your posture will help you stay awake. Are we together? And let me tell you for free. Yeah, you can decide in your mind not to sleep. Your mind is that strong. I always tell people, no, Pastor, I was just communing with God and the flesh came in. You know, if we're sitting down here and we heard bah, 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 outside the window, and we hear run, you know, your eyes will be awake and open. The police arrest the person that gives that bullet. Even if pastor come and say, you know, he's been sorted. Now your sister Rose is outside. Once you open the door to come back with Dalu, no man coming back in, you will look, you say, okay, sister Rose. That's how active your mind can be. But how come we don't get it active in church? So people, the best place they like to sleep is church. Because what did they say? I heard someone say something. The mind of man can be open when they are sleeping. So I like to just stay in church and be hearing the word even though I sleep. Because the word is entering my heart. The word you heard when you were awake, we can't see the evidence in your life. You are far from the word. You took note and wrote and opened the Bible. You can't see your evidence in your life. It's the one that you are sleeping that is touching your heart. Well done. You can actually decide. The best place to sleep is not church. When you come to, it's a waste of time to come to church and sleep. You could have just stayed at home. You come for prayer meeting, you are sleeping. Some of you are coming for prayer meeting, the kind of keg you come with to church with, keg that is covered, and we don't know what is inside. You come with keg that is fully covered. When you walk into the prayer meeting, they will say, what did we think we are coming to do here? And they give people scared. Carry your keg of water, and you do, oh! I remember those days when we used to give. Some of you know those days when we used to do 12 hours prayer, 12 hours meeting together, right? I don't know who gave the idea. Mommy's heart is just so soft and compassionate. We are going for video. Mommy's buying garden egg. Rasam, you too. You used to be there. They are bringing garden egg. And some people, I know some of them. Once they carry the garden egg, they just put it in their mouth. And for 1 hour, like 1 hour, 1 hour, they're chewing one garden egg. I'm not exaggerating, no. They just pick garden egg. People are gravitating, they're living fatter. Your stomach is bloated. We came for 12 hours with the Lord. You are living with a bloated stomach. Are we together? Right? Because you just put garden eggs like that. That's when you know people can chew slowly. We found out we made a mistake. So, what is the solution to prayerlessness?
Prayer.
How do we pray? Why do we pray? Because God wants His will to be done on earth. Are we together? So if you have a problem, Pastor, I don't have a prayerful life. What's the solution?
Prayer.
If you know the doctrine of prayer without praying, you've not prayed. Let me say it differently. If you know all the doctrine of prayer in Bible is to end up with an instruction for you to pray. If you know all the doctrine and don't pray, you are still in disobedience to the scriptures. So we pray and we keep praying so that we can what?
Pray.
And what? Pray again, so that we continue praying, so that we will not stop praying. Then we'll continue what? Finalizing in place of prayer, so that we continue praying. Then we'll continue what? Praying. So we don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Yeah, so prayer is not too much. I remember somebody gave a very interesting statement to me. We came for a prayer meeting, right? And I was going to exhort us before we pray, right? And I think we started the meeting by praying. And somebody actually walked up to me and said, Pastor, why did we came for a prayer meeting? Why are we praying before praying? Guess what? We pray before we pray, so that when we pray, we'll continue praying, then pray after we pray, so that we continue what? Pray. We stay praying. We stay praying. That's a way to show you don't rely on your strength. So one of the things we pray for is boldness. We saw that on Wednesday. Ephesians 6 verse 18. Colossians 4 3. We pray for boldness, for boldness, for boldness, for boldness. What did we say boldness is? We said boldness is the, it implies to say things without what? Hesitation. Without being held back. That's what boldness is. You are saying things without being held back. To declare fully the facts of the gospel. So one of the things we pray for is we pray for boldness. I touched that on Wednesday. Ephesians 6, 18, Colossians 4, verse 3. Boldness. You see, boldness is so important though. Boldness is so important. Boldness is so important. Yeah. You know, there's a way you will talk, and you will talk boldly, and you'll be convincing in how you talk. Sometimes you go for evangelism. You know, you can go for evangelism. You plan to do 2 hours evangelism. And for 2 hours, we're just walking around. You didn't stop anybody. Take out more time to pray.
Mama.
You can go into a mall, enter from gate 1, and walk all through to gate B or gate 2. And you will not, you know you can explain why there are no souls you won. Or there was nobody you preached to. There was people who were walking fast. Mm-hmm. Nobody answered you. And you didn't stop anybody. One of the things you need to learn to pray for is what? Boldness. Say, I'm bold.
I'm
bold. So Ephesians 4, 6 tells you. Look at Ephesians 6, 18. Let's read Ephesians 6, 18 quickly. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Bible says, praying always with all prayer and what?
Supplication
in the spirit and watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance and what? Supplication for all sin. So to pray with all prayer and supplication is to what? Watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Look at verse 19. Let's read 19 together. 1, 2, 3, go. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may be open my mouth boldly to make known the meaning. So the Paul asked the church to pray for him for boldness. Yes. So can you pray for boldness for yourself? Yes. You can pray for boldness for yourself. I'll show you a quick example in Acts. Yeah, so there's such a thing called praying for boldness. Look at Acts chapter 4. Boldness to preach the gospel. That will not be timid in the presence of people or the things you see around. You will not allow anything to intimidate you. Acts 4:19. Let's have a quick read in Acts 4:19. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might what? Punish them. If you notice what happened, the authority people in power, the government, so to say, the council, they restricted the disciples from preaching. And they called them together and said, we instruct, look at it here. And we've got to verse 24. No, look at 22. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company, and they reported all that the chief priests had and elders rather had said unto them. So, chief priests and elders said, may you not speak again in the name of the Lord. Is that not true? Yeah? May you not speak. Look at verse 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of what?
Jesus.
What was their response to that tribulation? Bible says they went to report to the brethren. What did the brethren do? And when the brethren heard verse 24, what happened? They lifted up their voice to God with one what? Accord. And what did they say? Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of the servant David had what said, why did the heathen rage and the people what? Imagine vain thing. The king of the earth stood up last time, 2 verse 1 to 4. And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for the truth against their only child Jesus, whom thou art what? Anointed. Now look at verse 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. What is their main prayer point? Verse 29. Look at it. 1, 2, 3, go. And now, Lord, everyone together, 1, 2, 3, go. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak the word. So when a church faces persecution, the first prayer not to pray is to pray for the people that persecute you to die. All together. Yeah? See, if anything happens, and the first thing, and the first thing you are thinking about is that, God, I will show you. How can you? You cannot stop God's work. God's work is bigger than you. I give you 7 days, you will die. No. Take it easy, brother. Take it easy, sister. Yeah? Take it easy. What was their prayer? Wait. You, they just say, don't meet in this building again. These people, they say, we don't want to ever hear you say, this is what Jesus has done, or this is what Jesus can do. What did they say? The Bible said they went back to their company. Safe for you to have good company. When you can report such a matter, they know the right prayer point to pray. Bible says they lifted up their voice with one accord. And they said, Lord, dear God, behold their threatening. It didn't end there. Right? Because if you end that, behold their threatening, you are reporting to God what God already knows. And he does nothing to you. What now happens? He says, behold their threatening. Then what did they ask for in place of prayer? Grant us boldness that we might declare the word of God with what? With what? That we declare the word of God, that we may speak with all boldness. Look at the second prayer point that he prayed in verse 30. And that by stretching forth the hands to heal, and that signs and wonders will be done by the name of thy holy child. So is that another prayer?
Yeah.
So you can pray for boldness. Pray for what? Signs and wonders to be experienced in your ministration and outreaches. Now let's read 31 together. Please, everybody read 31 together. I don't want you to miss this point. Look at verse 31. Acts 4, 31. 1, 2, 3, go. When they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God. You know, that's not a figure of speech. The Bible did not say it was, the place was looking as if it was shaking. Bible says the place was shaking. What kind of prayer were they praying that a physical place where they would be staying is shaking? All together. This is not saying because you want your tent to be shaking, just ask people to touch the tent in 4 different corners, and as they are praying, they'll be shaking it. They were praying so fervently. What do you think they saw a template to pray? Jesus was their model. All together. That's why we pray the way we do in God's palace. You don't just come for church meeting. You see everybody is standing up, everybody is praying, everybody is pacing, trying to stay awake. You, the first thing you want to do is to sit down. Because other people that are there, they don't know that they have chair to their name. The first thing you want to do, and I understand there are times when, you might have a pain, you have a reason to sit down. But don't be known as the person who, we can do things together in order as a church. Yeah? We can do things together collectively as a church. That's why you see, before we know what we start church with, prayer. Once it's 10 o'clock, what happens? Why do you have a countdown? Yeah? Thank God it doesn't happen here. Right? Person that's in prayer and say, let's come together. You are still gisting. How was your week? Oh, my boss said, you see, I'll just later. Don't worry. And the person has already started reading scripture. You can have order in the local assembly, all right? You can have that order. So, how were they praying? They were praying for boldness. See, if you're in such a place where they were praying for boldness, there's no how you will leave that place and not be bold. There's no how. See, prayer works on you. Prayer works on you. Prayer helps you. I was giving an example on Wednesday, right? It's easy for us to say that, when Peter and John in Acts 4, or 6, or thereabout, yeah? Or Acts 5. Acts 3, sorry. Bible says they were going, Peter and John, they were going to the temple to pray. Who did they meet when they were going to pray? A man lame by the gate of beautiful, right? And what happened? He asked for money. What did Peter say? Silver and gold. We can quote it. What I have to you, I give to you what? Freely. He said, rise up and walk. I teach it as well. Eh? And I'm not changing it. Now, what we teach a lot of times is, you see, it's not prayer that made them heal the sick. Are we here? It's not prayer that made them heal the sick. You see, the Bible says they were going to pray. That means they've not prayed. Don't deceive yourself. They were going to pray. That means they've not prayed. They were going to pray. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. These are the same set of people as at Acts 1. Who the Bible says what? Jesus said unto them, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are indeed repair from on high. That was after teaching for 40 days. They waited for a few days before the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. That means there were men who were given to prayer continuously. For them to be going to the place of prayer at the time of prayer means they had a devotion to a time of praying. So don't just end it as, no, you don't need to pray as a believer. See, it is God's power and God's spirit. God's spirit in me. God's power at work in me. There is that. I'm a man in God. No fee. No fee. No doubt yet. Fee. Only rivers of joy. Are we together? See, prayer makes a man bold. Yes. Paul knew this. He said, pray for me for boldness. No, prayer makes a man bold. Makes a man bold. Prayer emboldens a man. All together. So their response in the self was not, oh God, see how they are threatening us. So Lord, let one of their children be deaf. And give all their firstborn, just like Moses in the scriptures. You know, you can quote scriptures and use scriptures to do the unthinkable. Lord, the same way you destroyed Moses with lies, or the Bible with lies. Lord, let all they will eat food it's not digest. You know, it will shock you that the most terrible people with terrible thoughts for other people are amongst us as Christians. Have you seen a Christian in the world pray? Emphasis on in the world. Every satanic, demonic, satanic, serpentine spirit. What are you living for? Somersault. Tumble. Catch fire. No hospital. Die. You know, if somebody does somersault in car, they can take you to hospital and merge the bruises. you are so terrible. You are so your intention with people is so terrible that you don't want them to even survive the accident. When they now call you, brother, sister, and so has died though. Touch not my anointing. We are grateful. You can't touch me and leave. And what do you have to come to and start me testimony? Go and ask them that tried it before. They don't live to share the testimony. What happened? You'll not be scared. Altogether. Yeah, so you see, people can have things in their mind. Do you know that a man can say, I give you 7 days to die, and the person will die? See, don't joke with words though. La 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 la. Don't joke with words. I was telling you on Wednesday. Don't get yourself unnecessarily mixed with arguing necessary doctrine. We are all learning, stay growing. Don't come online and be shouting at people that say that they ate in their dream, their stomach is big, and I said they don't know the word. You that they just started teaching you what that the Bible was written in Greek two weeks ago. You know, we are so good at that. You just pick one thing and start lambasting. If everybody lambasted you, when you are still in your ignorance, the way you are lambasting people, will you even receive some? You know, one of the things that cautioned me was, I know my kind of person, right? I take correction easily. I can easily take correction. But even though I can take correction, as a human, there's a tone of speaking that is demeaning. It doesn't mean I will not take the correction. But I would have rather I heard it differently. That's me. Honestly, we don't know anything. Sound doctrine has come to Nigeria. The light has come to Edinburgh. The light is here. Darkness disappears. No, don't be full of yourself. Let me tell you, there are people that is in their day and their stomach group in Christ. Don't get deceived though. Are you here? Yes, sir. There's a way to navigate those waters with the word. Patiently with the right words and the wisdom of God. Yes. But you cannot negate the experience of somebody. You are seeing stomach is grown. Like it's in front of you. The stomach is big. And the person told you, they gave me egusi in the dream. like you're literally seeing somebody, the stomach is swollen. This is not to put fear in you. I'm saying this thing is happening. Peter just told one woman, the leg of the men that buried your husband, they are coming for you. The woman died. Peter. The same Peter that says, see my boy, I don't have. He asked us. He's the same Peter that says, see my chapter 3. I see your Bible now. Chapter 3. He told somebody that was lame, silver and gold, the same words he used to restore that man that was lame were the same words he used to put that one under a grave. That's what I always teach you. When as a church, we teach about be a Joseph, be loving, forgive. Joseph forgave Potiphar's wife. But I must also tell you as your pastor, don't be Potiphar's wife. Don't be a terrible person. We can't keep teaching forgive, forgive, forgive alone in the local church. What will happen is people will start living any ridiculously all in the name of that. I trust pastor will forgive. He's not pastor. He's not God. Just tell him sorry. Just say, and you will not do what you want to do in your flesh. Words are powerful.
Yeah,
you use words to combat words. Yes, we know. But you cannot tell me. I was sharing with testimony of somebody of a prophet. He was going for a crusade. And policemen stopped him. This is not to get you scared. Don't get scared. I've taught you believers authority, Abby. I'm just trying to tell you also be careful of yourself. My dad is telling me of a story of a man. He used to walk by that. He used to walk in one certain way. He used to walk in that way intentionally. His leg was not pain anymore. When you see him inside his house, he's walking normally. When he come out, he'll be doing like this. And what was he doing this for? So that people will laugh. Once you laugh, he just goes to one corner and will just say something. And that's how you laugh, you don't stop. So when you come to church, they say, laugh in the Holy Ghost. Nobody is able to give this story. You're already laughing. A prophet was going for a ministration, right? And the police stopped and said, who are you? What kind of brother? He said, I'm going, souls are waiting for me. I want to go and preach. You know what he did? He removed the shoe, he threw it into the forest and said, go and be looking for it. They went into the forest to look for a shoe. They didn't find it till he finished 3 days crusade. He came back after 3 days and said, ah, bring my shoe for me. 3 days they were in the bush looking for a shoe. Things happen, no? Stay praying, no? Stay praying. See, there is more to this life than the physical eyes. Stay praying, no? Don't pray from a place of fear. That's what I'm teaching you. But stay praying. If you have doctors who are friends and are Christians as well, there are some sicknesses of people who bring to the hospital, they've not discovered it on the machine. I've heard things. I'm not even talking about things that people said. This is about somebody who said to me not so recently, a couple years ago. Right? The person was feeling something moving in their body. All together. And they went to the hospital, the best of hospitals, they did a scan, nothing was there. You say it's their mind. You are not your mind. You are your own mind. Don't let me change it for you. So like somebody is telling you they cannot sleep. Something moving in their body. You are saying it's their mind. Their mind. Minder. Child minder. Do you understand? So there's a thing called, you know, boldness. So now because your words are powerful, you need to ensure you use your words rightly. Do you know that these people that were praying for boldness, you know that if they change their prayer points, just give Peter will lead that prayer meeting. All the chief. I said, Peter, look at it. Let me, you don't know this story. Let me tell you, I said, you don't know it. So they were selling their properties to come and give pastor so that pastor can share to people that don't have. Is that not a good venture? It's not a good thing. What happened? They sold their property. They came to lie to the pastor. You know, pastor, you know our house is like the biggest house on that street. But we sold it at a giveaway price. They sold it for £1 million. They brought £250,000 to Peter. Pastor Peter, I said, pastor, this is all I have. And pastor that is not discerning, we say, oh, what a sacrificial man. Yeah? Now, if I were to be in that position, I won't say anything. I've been in situations severally. You can lie to me now. I will not. My wife has always asked me that question. How do people lie to you to your face and your face does not flinch? It took time. Because I hate lying. The moment I see you are lying like this, my body can start vibrating. That was then. But now, you can lie. So if you lie to me that your house is stolen, I'll collect your money now. I won't be like Peter. But I'm trying to say, you too, don't be like Ananias. Because that day, what if I want to remember Peter? What your pastor has told you will not be like Peter. What if that day the anointing of Peter fell on my life? That's why you see people go for things they didn't need to go for. Because you are taking unnecessary risk. And what Peter said, what? Ha, you thought you lied to me. Peter now amplified himself in their mind. You think it's me you are lying to? It's God you are lying to. And no man lies to God at least. Who told Peter? Peter's mind was still in need. That's why you realize in the book of Acts they were still doing water baptism. Because it took them time for their mind to be renewed. We are all growing. But I always tell you, don't go and catch somebody who is work in progress. And catch them at their wrong, and they are not part of their work in progress. That's why there's some battles you don't need to fight. Stay observant, stay vigilant. You are not fearful. God has given you boldness. Yes, we know all of that. But be a good person. Be a good person. Peter said, come and take his body out. If Peter was loving enough, Peter should have said, go and warn his wife before the wife come. Go and warn his wife. Oh, don't let the wife come here alive. But Peter said, no, leave anybody alone. Nobody should be exempted. Don't tell anybody anything. The woman took him. Oh, have you seen the money me and my husband decided to give the local church, you know, £750,000? Nobody asked her. She went for that and said, that's how much we sold the property. You know, when you lie, they program you. When you want to lie, you program the lie. You know when husband and wife want to lie? Not to us. Like when people want to lie, they program it. So when they now ask you what is happening, you now have to remember, what did my wife say? I should tell them. How is it together? Somebody come and visit you, you don't want to visit them, you don't want to see them downstairs. What do you say? Just dinner and sleeping. Tell them I'm resting. Eh? And you now plan it. The woman just came and said, we sold it for £250,000. Say, Pastor, that was a heavy decision for us. But you've taught us our rights. You've taught us well that givers never lack. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Peter first allowed to finish hearing her story. He said, the feet of the men that carry the husband are here to carry you. So these guys could have actually used their words to deal with the chief priests. But thank God for growth as well. What happened? The Bible says what? They took out time and prayed that what? That they have boldness and enjoy boldness. That God should grant them boldness and by signs and wonders the work of the Lord is done in the midst of people. So one of the things you can pray for, boldness. Second thing you can pray for is what? Signs and wonders. All together. Signs and wonders in your ministration. Signs and wonders. So when we are praying, we focus our prayer on the preacher. If in the case the preacher is you, you pray for yourself. I was together. So we pray for yourself. So Peter, Paul had a sense of boldness. Now another question we can pray for again is, we can pray for perseverance rather. Or preservation, sorry. Acts 12:1. Acts 12:1. We saw this on Wednesday. Preservation. Acts 12:1. Acts 12:1. Now, by that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Now, listen to what I'm about to read to you, Acts 12, right? Look at what happened. They killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. We spoke about that a little last week, right? The disciples that died in strange ways. One of them was James. One of them was Stephen. Stephen was stoned to death. How many of you have killed lizard with stone? Yeah? If you kill lizard with stone, when you stone a lizard, you need to keep stoning it with so much pressure on your stone before it eventually dies. Or let's say snake. Right? You need to keep stoning it. That is an animal. When you think of a human, rather, the strength to withstand can still be controlled by a human. So for them to stone you, and it's their stoning that killed you, it means they stoned you thoroughly. Bible says, James, what happened? James, you remember the one who they cut his head and put on the plate? Who's that? John, right? John the Baptist, right? Yeah? Right? And just one man said, my daughter, what do you want? Man said, I want a head on a platter. That was it. Look at James for the gospel. Bible says that James was killed with a sword. I want to believe that how he was killed was from the neck. Let's even assume it's from the leg. You ordinarily may touch your hand, it scratch you, you go and buy plaster and wrap it 5 times. And you take ibuprofen. They use sword to kill someone. Now, you know, if they kill one of your church members, your mindset will be supposed to change. I'm not doing Jesus again. No. Jesus, I'm Jewish. My father's father is Jewish. But see what happened. Because he pleased the Jews. So the king, Herod, saw that the Jews were happy that they killed James that way. What happened? He proceeded further to take Pastor Peter. Then what saved Peter first? Look at what saved Peter. Bible says that, and because And when they had apprehended Peter, he put him in the prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. That means they arrested Peter before Easter, and the king was like, well, let's just wait till Easter is over before we kill Peter. Now let's read verse 5 together, all the way to verse 12. 1, 2, 3, go. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. So were they praying for preservation for Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. Were they praying for protection for Peter?
Yes.
Can you pray for protection?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because there's something called supernatural deliverance. Are we together? And I'll show you one example of supernatural deliverance just now. Now, what Herod would have brought him forth the same night Peter was sleeping. So just before the Easter was over, that they would bring Peter back and kill him, possibly with sword as well. Bible says, as we're praying, right, about verse 6, and he was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, what happened? The angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in what? The prison, and he smote Peter on his side and raised him up and said, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. So, from this story, the angel did not come with master key to unlock the padlock. Is that what you have there? The Bible says the angel said to Peter, arise up. The Bible says, and as Peter arose up, what happened? The chains what? They fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him, guard thyself and bind on the sandals. You know, see the next instruction there. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment around there and follow me. And he went up and followed him and wished not that it's true which was done by the angel. That means Peter was thinking, am I sleep dreaming? Right? All together. So Peter thought he saw a vision in verse 10. Look at verse 10. When they were past the first and second gate ward, they came unto the iron gate that led into the city, which opened to them on his own accord. Supernatural, right?
Yeah.
And they went out and passed on through the street and fought with the angel departed from him. So what was Peter to do at that point? He was to... See, let me ask you a question. What was the next supernatural encounter or activity that Peter was supposed to do? Run. That means running sometimes is supernatural. Amen. Running aside. God warned Paul to leave that city. I went together. And he was to run away. Sometimes, you know, some believers, angel would have tapped them, rise up, remove your chain. No, my God doesn't rescue people this way. If you cannot disappear me, I'm okay here. If God cannot disappear me, forget about it. He's not God. Are we together? Yeah? But what happened? He tapped him, he said, rise up, supernatural. He said, follow me, supernatural. He said, the first gate open, second, iron gate open. Peter saw himself outside the prison. He saw the gate behind him. What happened? We don't have a record of destruction. The angel said, run. But by the supernatural faculty of Peter, he knew that the next thing to do was to what? Run. Submit to the leaning of his leg and run. But see what that happened. Where did he run to? He ran to the place where they were praying for him.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Yeah.
Look at what happened in the house. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety. You finish one gate, second gate, third gate. When you now finish, you left the prison, you say of a truth. I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel. See when he's knowing of a surety. Altogether. And they had delivered me out of the hands of Herod and from the disposition of the people of Jew. Look at verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of who?
Mary,
the mother of John Mark. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Where many were gathered together praying. What was their prayer? Remember, we saw that in verse 5. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. That means there were men who were given to consistent prayer. Now, what did Peter do in verse 13? And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named who?
Rhoda.
And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for... So her reason for not opening the gate was, in quote, she was happy. Okay? But she ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. What would have been going through Peter's mind? Open this gate. Now, this people might be looking for me. Open this gate. I'll break the door down. But that's not what happened. Right? So look at what happened in verse 15. And they said, so Rhoda went back to go and meet the people that were praying. I said, Peter is at the door. What did they say to her? They said, you are mad. To save yourself insult, you'd have just stayed with your information. You went to go and tell them that, it looks like this person is preserved. They said, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was so, and they said, it is his angel. What did Peter continue doing?
No.
Wise man. He continued what?
No.
He didn't say, Abra, Kadabra. I said myself, inside. He continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were what? Astonished. But him beckoned them unto the hand and hold their peace, declaring to them how the Lord had done these things, brought him out of prison, and said, go show these things unto James and to his brethren. And departed and went unto another place. So one of these can pray for as well is what? Preservation, right? We looked at all of these things as well on Sunday, on Wednesday, and we said prayer provides supernatural safety and preservation from evil. That's why Paul would ask us to pray for him, right? Which you could do in gospel. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1 to 3. Pray that we are delivered from what? Wicked and unreasonable men. It's something we need to pray for. So we pray for what? Number one, boldness. Does that include yourself?
Yes.
That you are bold?
Yes.
Can you also pray for signs and wonders as well?
Yes.
Yeah, one of the things we saw on Wednesday again is we pray for wisdom. We saw that on Wednesday, right? We can pray for wisdom. We can pray for preservation of the preacher, including yourself. And we can what? Just ensure that we keep praying and keep praying. So one of the things I'm going to start doing on Wednesday as well is to go into conversations around follow-up. Well, look at someone around.